This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Here's something interesting. Let's start with this. First of all, I got somebody to help me every time we do this the proper way. I got somebody to read the ayat up to the ayat which I'm going to inshallah ta'ala make this film. So, okay. But Arabi, it's an English reading. Both in Arabic and English. Yes. Do the Arabic first, and then we need to do the English as well. Just from the beginning, because this is Jesus, alhamdulillah, so we're taking our time, whatever it takes for inshallah. So up to وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَهُ مِنْ كُفُرٍ أُولَئِكَ عَلَى هُدًى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Up to that. Let's open the section on my right to the history, those who've got to do
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ This is a big image for me about Krypton. How far do I know what happens when I people are feeling love? Because, you know what we mean, like, what the adults who believe can be from the unseen, and the father's pain, and
This book is only Huda bin Muttaqin. It's only guided to the Muttaqin. Isn't it Huda to all mankind? Why Allah Azza wa Jalla puts restriction there without guidance? Isn't guidance meant, you know, for all? No. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His knowledge, He knows whom is to be guided and whom would refuse guidance subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let him يقبل على القرآن فذلك هو المتقين ذلك الكتاب. Here we're talking about the book. So those who come towards the book, those are the people who will be guided. Because there are some who refuse guidance. The book has come to them. The ayat has come to them. The signs from Allah has come to them. Yet they have refused it to accept the truth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about that this guidance truly is for al-muttaqin. Although the guidance is for all, but you have to prove وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who struggle towards us are those who would surely be guided. والله سبحانه وتعالى أعلم بمن اتقى. الله أعلم بمن اتقى. Allah knows those who will be guided سبحانه وتعالى. So Allah عز وجل he gives this description of المتقون. تقوى. تقوى علي رضي الله عنه gives this very beautiful description about تقوى. علي, he says, التقوى هو ال... لا, خمسة إيمان. الخوف من الجليل والعمل بالتنزيه والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. الخوف من الجليل. فهم الله عز وجل. Fear Allah is not like a disappearance. No, here we're talking about consciousness, God-fearing. And this is somebody who, you know, God-fearing. So, خوف من الجليل, which is تقوى. God-fearing, number one. والخوف من الجليل والعمل بالتنزيل. عمل بالتنزيل means what here? تنزيل means the Quran. So you act upon that which was revealed to us. So you believe in Allah عز وجل, you fear Him, you act upon that which Allah عز وجل has revealed. والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل, and to prepare for the day of departure. This is taqwa. Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, he gave a beautiful description of taqwa. He says, what about if you are in a field? The field filled with broken debris, thorns, broken grasses, and then you're walking barefoot. How would you be walking? You'd be so careful, you know, before you put your foot down, you will watch where you put your foot down at, right? You can't just be running because there are a lot of debris, there are a lot of broken grasses and thorns, and they may prick you, you may hurt yourself. So before you put your foot, if it's yes, no, no, I have to be careful. That's taqwa. Before you say a word, before you put a step forward, is this haram? What's haram? Haram is number. Haram is taqwa. Taqwa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives this sifat. Sifat means this attribute. So brothers and sisters, if you necessary all here. This attribute, I can't tell you all have attained this attribute, otherwise you'd not be here. But these are the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about when you got to taqwa. Allah is going to be talks about two things. Such beautiful when you go deep into the Quran. Ibadah qalbiyah, salat ibadah. Two types of worship, just in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. Ibadah qalbiyah, wa ibadah badaniyah, wa ibadah maliyah. There is one ibadah by heart, worship by heart, and there is a second ibadah by body, and there is a third ibadah by maliyah, through your finances, you know, your money. You will see through the very beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. The very first thing. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. You see, Allah عز وجل first he will talk about the heart. And to those who speak Arabic, or to those who don't even understand Arabic, it's fine. Allah عز وجل when he talks about the heart, he says يؤمنون. When he talks about البدن, البدن means the body, he says يقيمون. يقيمون, establish. And then when he talks about the man, he will say ينفقون. يؤمنون. It's all in Surah Al-Baqarah, the very beginning. This is the two types of ibadah. Ibadah qalbiyah, by heart. Yu'minun. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Yu'min. Everybody blames, or everybody claims, yes, I'm a believer. But what kind of belief do you have? يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. And here you will say, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions يُؤْمِنُونَ twice. I will come back to it. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب أدلت تبع يقومون and then he can back and say والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك why Allah has to repeat it twice he could have said الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون ويؤمنون بالله but he comes back and he repeats it again for the second time it's interesting so Allah says this الذين يؤمنون بالغيب الغيب is the unseen the two things seen, I see you, and there is something called unseen, right? Yes. It's unseen or seen? Unseen. Allah is unseen or seen? And here's something really beautiful that we're going to talk about, the two types of ilm. And yaqeen, there's another thing here about when you talk about the yaqeen. So here, dhamma, khayb, Allah, khayb, and qadr, the grave, is it seen or unseen? So when do you transition, brothers and sisters, when do you transition from the seen to the unseen, do you know? What is the first stage that we will be transitioning from the seen to the unseen? When? Prayer? No. Death? No. Then it's too late. Al-Gharghara. Allah is the Kahir. Al-Gharghara. When the death comes to the color bone, فَإِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقَ when that reaches the haras, when it reaches here, you won't be able to say Amen. سَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ اللَّهِ كَرْمَكَ when بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ إِسْ بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ لا تسمي مين إِسْ بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ الموت إِيه ذاك الله خير الموت when the حُلْقُومِ is right here. So when it reaches the color bone, you know, Thomas, there's no time for it to make soda. You cannot say, Tawb to al-an, or Amen to al-an, like Fir'aun. Amen. The Allah says, Amen. Now, that's too late. Or when the sun rises from the, instead of rising from the east, it rises from the west. Exactly. So that it will be too late for the Tawbah. So at the time of death, when you're dead, you're done. But you are when that comes and reaches the color bone, so you will move from the seen to the unseen. Why? Because the Prophet says, before you die, the man will see his face in the man or not then. You were with this man, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Morocco. He was dying. And he stood there, he tried to bring him some clothes to change him. And the man was saying, these are not my clothes. These are 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 my clothes. And I'm asking them. The sons of a good son. So when you reach that, a person when you reach that, he moves from the scene if you can see it. So I want to say, I don't have to see it when the Sahaba, when the Prophet is to talk with his wife Jannah, the Sahaba, they come so close as if they are seeing Jannah. So the unseen almost become what seen to them. And when the Prophet Muhammad describes the fire, as if they see it, why they cry so much? I think, and you and I today, we hear and we listen, and yallah, why are we talking about the believers when they talk to them, their hearts feel tremble, they tremble when they hear about, you know, the akhirah. I wish the unseen for them has become seen. So Allah is going to say, يؤمنون بالغيب. We believe in the unseen. Malaika, angels, seen or unseen. Unseen. But do your brothers and sisters, do you believe that the angels are here right now with us? Do you believe or not believe? Of course, the Prophet told us that when we gather like this to study the Book of Allah, we know the angels are here. So there is no doubt that the angels are here. So the unseen, you can get anywhere. Then there's an angel right on the right, and the angel on the left. See, none of the same. Allah, we believe in Allah, Allah too. Did you see the Prophet Muhammad as a student? Although the Sahaba didn't see him, but he believed in him. You and I, we have not seen the Prophet. We heard the Prophet, so we believed in him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of Qabr, as I mentioned. So, هذا كلام Allah يؤمن به في القرآن. يؤمن بكلام الله سبحانه وتعالى. ويقيمون الصلاة ويقيمون الصلاة. So now he's talking about the characteristics of المتقين. Who are the متقين? Number one, الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. Those who believe in the unseen. That's number one. And number two, يقيمون الصلاة. Or La ilaha illallah, first is La ilaha illallah, and after La ilaha illallah comes, the promise of Salah. Not Salah. Allah said on the 18th of the says, Allah is the Jatah, so the promise of Salah, except in one, who did it in the text. When he talks about Kumul Fadli. Waylun bin Musallim. Other than that, the Qamat al-Salah, wa ita al-Jatah, wa qimu al-Salah, aqimu al-Salah, iqamat al-Salah, establish the prayers, establish the prayers. Only one time he talks about al-Musallim, when he says, woo to the Musallim. Woo to the Musallim. Al-Ladina hum an salatihim, sahoon. Al-Ladina hum an salatihim. This is, let's say, different than the Friday one. So this is different for us today. We only take notes at the very end. We may open it, inshallah, for questions. Al-Salam is Sila. The Arab is Salam, Sila. Salam, Sila. Sila means link. A link between you and who? You and Allah. It's Salah Sila. The strongest link. As-Salah Sila. And this is the very first thing that a man would be questioned about in the day of Islam. As-Salah. As the Prophet Muhammad says. أول شيء أول عمل يحصل عليه في الدنيا يوم القيامة إذا يسأل في المال ويجي يقول كذا بعد قليل جزء الصلاة فإن صدق صدق سائر عمله وإن وزن الصلاة طبعا حسب سائر عمله وحسب سائر عمله so if the salah is good all his actions will become good but if the salah that he prayed you must have brothers and sisters you know you must have heard of the hadith when this man was praying and the Prophet told him go back and pray for you've been praying he prayed And then he left. As he was leaving the public court in front of the somebody said, come up to Sunday, pray for you, did not pray. But I just said, but that was for the Prophet, that was not the Salah. Go back and pray. You didn't pray. And then he prayed the second time. And then he was leaving the public court in front of the come back, go back and pray for you, did not pray. And then the third time, come back and pray for you, didn't pray. Then the third time, the man asked, Ya Rasulullah, that's all I know, teach me. Teach me. And he was praying wrong. He was not doing the Qamat al-Salah. He was just doing Salah. He did the Qamat al-Salah, which starts from when, before you come to the Masjid, which starts when the way that you do your wudu, how you perform your wudu, before you come to the Masjid, preparing yourself for the Salah. الذين يقيمون الصلاة. The Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام says, العهد الذي بين بينهم الصلاة فمن تركها فقد كفر. You know, or any friends or family members who don't pray? You know what the ulama say about those who don't pray? You want me to tell you all the four school of thoughts that they say about those who don't pray? From Hanafi Madhab, and Maliki Madhab, and Shafi'i Madhab, and Hanbali Madhab. How many Madhab they say those who don't pray the Qasr? In fact, all the four Madhahib they say the person who claims that there is no Salah is Qasr. Because the Prophet says, the oath between us and them, then يعني the non-believers, is salah, فَمَنْ تَرْكَهَا فَقَدْ كَفَرْ Whoever needs it is kafir. So the end of it is said, he's kafir, which means he cannot marry that who he's married. If a woman, you know, she's marrying somebody who doesn't pray, he's kafir for them. He cannot marry him, just to divorce him. And then comes the Shafi'iyya as well. But then we have a different opinion. You see, they say, if the man claims that there is no salah, we don't believe it, it's not even exist. He is kafir with the consensus of all Ahlul. But if he says, or she says, I believe in salah, but I don't pray, and I'm weak in my iman, I pray to after me, they say he is not kafir, but he's committed a major sin, which may, of course, major sin, may throw him in hell quite a bit. The advice of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ And those that whatever we bless them with, يُنْفِقُونَ 30 cents, يُؤْمِنُونَ And then he says, Rikimun, and then he says, Yunfiqun. What is the relationship between Salah and Zakah? This is Zakah, Sadaqah. The one who does not pray is Bakhil. The one who does not pray is Fiji. The last of Allah wa ta'ala says, Inna al-insana, Sadaqah wa Iza Massahu al-Sadri. وَإِذَا نَفَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُعَ إِلَّا الله أكبر If you want to تفسير القرآن والقرآن I just did تفسير القرآن والقرآن الله سبحانه وتعالى says with regard to the man This man خلقه لوحة He's always in haste He's always in mask Adam عليه السلام before the ruh, the soul reached all his body He wanted to touch her He wanted to eat from the fruit of the tree He wanted to move. The soul was coming up and up and up. You know, the soul started from his eyes, now he sees Jannah, and then goes to his nose, and then to his mouth, and then he's coming, you know. Now he can see, but the rock has not reached his hand yet. So he knows he wanted to grab one of the fruits of Jannah. Allah Azza wa Jalla will be selected in Jannah. The man has been created in his haste. I just want to ask more. I want this. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِذَا مَسَّهُ الْصَّمُ Yeshua, when Shah, when evil has been inflicted upon him, Yeshua, why me? وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا And when some good happens to him, he's manu'a. He's not going to give from the khilat Allah has given him. He keeps it for him. He doesn't give sadaqah. Except Allah says, إِلَّا الْمُسْلِمُ Except those who pray. Those who pray, they have a good quality. If they pray, they love giving sadaqah. And sadaqah is from Iman. Why? From Iman. And then you know that in ghayb. Why ghayb? Because sadaqah comes from tasdiq. Sadaqah tasdiq. Tasdiq means you trust. You trust that Allah Azza wa Jalla will give it. Whatever you give as charity will give it back to abundance. You know that in ghaybi. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ Because we have the three types of ibadah. Ibadah qalbiyyah, the ibadah of the heart of minun. Ibadah badariyyah, yuqimun as-salam. Ibadah of the body. And then the last is ibadah nadriyyah. The ibadah of the world. So that you yunfiqun, as-salam, yunfiqun. Ulaika ala hudan rabbim, ulaika ala hudan rabbim, ulaika humun mukim. But before that, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ And then Allah Azza wa Jalla comes back. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ And those who believe, not only بالغيب, because they think that when you believe in things that you don't see, and you also believe in things that you don't see, that you see. The Sahaba, the Prophet Muhammad, they believe in. So Allah is saying here, they believe بِذَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ Not only to that which has been revealed to you, and that which has been revealed to those before you. What does that mean? 104 books we have to believe in. 104 books. You know what that means? 50 books or scrolls have been revealed upon 50 heads. Adam from 15, scrolls have been revealed on him. That's another one. 30 apostles of Israel. 30 apostles of Israel. And then 20 upon Ibrahim. 20 upon Ibrahim. 50, 30, and 20. What's the 100 now? And then 4. 104. Torah, Injil, Zabor, Torah upon Torah. Torah. Musa, alayhi salam. Zabor. Dawood, Injil, Isa, and Quran, your prophet and my prophet, Muhammad Saba. So 104 books. So Allah is saying, when there is them in public, not only believing what I'm going to use upon me, Allah Rasulullah, of Quran, but also in public, the books have been revealed. I believe in them. We believe. Have I read them? No. But I believe. Why? Because Allah is not so much. What is more than I can do? I don't know. We believe in Allah. We believe in the Day of Judgment. We don't have to find out what was so like I had a hidden power in what we don't think of the good position. If you allow me just to elaborate a little bit on this part here about Ulaika had a hidden power or Ulaika who won this position. And then we're back to Shah Allah. Ulaika, those are truly the ones who will be guided. Buddha from Hidayah. We talked about this when we talked about the Sunday Ramah of Adam in Surah Al-Fatiha. Ubudina. Even if you remember, we talked a lot about Indina, Hida. We talked about the two types of guidance to remember. Guidance that is only given by Allah, and guidance that is given to you and I and Prophet Muhammad, that we can guide you, showing people the direction, showing people the way, the path. This is something that is given to all of us, but there's only one guidance given to only Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hida is Tawfiq. You know, Hida, you always do it the straight path. Huda, truly those who are the guided. على هدى من ربي على الهدى هنا العلو they will be elevated الهدى يعني رفعهم الله سبحانه وتعالى الله سبحانه وتعالى he will raise them in rank سبحانه وتعالى أولئك على هدى من ربي وأولئك هم المفلحون فضل الصلاة الله is going to say here وبالآخرة هم يوقنون please give me your heart not your ears nothing else but give me your heart and try to understand this beauty that I'm going to share with you here وَأُولَئِكَ عَلَى هُدًى رَبِّهِمْ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ بالآخرة believe in the آخرة يقين هي يقين is يقين even in all is يقين you know conviction and convinced so the three types of علم before you go home the three types of علم علم or three types of يقين three types of يقين there's something called علم يقين which is different than عين يقين which is different than حق يقين. You can remember that. علم يقين, I know, knowledge of the يقين. There's knowledge. I know. Everybody knows. Even the non-believers, they knew. At the time of Rasulullah, they know. There's something about knowledge, the علم, which is different than عين. عين يقين. When you see عين يقين, which is different than الحق يقين. Let me give you an example so you can understand. حق يقين. الله سبحانه وتعالى لما ذكر الكتاب القرآن قال يؤمنون and Allah mentioned the book he says يؤمنون believe in the book in the Quran we give him the Torah and the others we didn't see that but يؤمنون but Allah doesn't we talk about Akhira he says يؤمنون I believe in the books but in the Quran يؤمنون وَبِالْآخَرَةِهُمْ يُقِنُونَ Let me explain the Qur'an with Qur'an. You only saw that it's takathur. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ نصر التكاثر. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُوتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ Here. كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ Here's علم second علم third علم فلا سوف تعلمون بفورث علم is علم يقوم ثم كلا سوف تعلمون بالسجن علم is عين يقين كلا لو تعلمون the third one is فقر يقين what does that mean? Please explain because there's two copies. تعلمون الله ليش يجيب في كان تعلمون تعلمون علم لكن لو تعلمون علم لكن الله سبحانه وتعالى هو when he starts talking about Jahim, he says, عين اليقين. Jahim is a red fire. ثم لترونها عين اليقين. You shall see it. The prophets are coming. They're telling us about Jannah and Jahannam, heaven and hell. You know, I heard about Mecca. Did you hear about Mecca? Who has never been to Mecca before? All of you have been to Mecca, mashallah. All of you. Who has never been to Mecca? You've never been to Mecca, you've never been to Mecca, you've never been to Mecca. But have you heard of Mecca? All of us have heard of Mecca. But have you seen Mecca on the internet? So the first ilm is, I know that Mecca, and I know there is something called Mecca. But I've never seen it. But then when I saw it on the internet, it becomes Ayn al-Yaqeen. It becomes Ayn al-Yaqeen. I see it with my own eyes. And now I see Mecca, I see the Kaaba on the internet. It becomes Ayn al-Yaqeen. Then when you went to Mecca, you entered Mecca, you made tawaf, it becomes Mecca. Allah told you there is something called Mecca. Allah told you there is something called Kaaba. I heard of it. I believed in it. But the day when I went, this is the truth. Now it's Mecca. كلا سوف تعلمون كل كلا ليس كلا ولو تعلمون علم اليقين لا ترون فهو الله سبحانه وتعالى when he talks about the Akhirah he talks about يقين يقين I believe not only believe I'm convinced there's conviction here there's no doubt this is what Allah says which لا رأيك there's no doubt there's something called hierarchy there's something called dreams There is something called the fire. There is something called the door of judgment. You know what this should make us believe in? You don't understand? We believe that one day, brothers and sisters, you all, I, you, all of us, we shall stand before Allah. There is ilm yaqeen, but are we haqq yaqeen yet? There is no haqq yaqeen. There is only ilm yaqeen. Ilm yaqeen. I only heard from the Prophet Muhammad through the Quran that you and I we shall stand before Allah for the day of judgment. But we have no doubt that you and I we shall stand before Allah. And there will be no translator, no interpreter between him and I and you. You know, so he will go, you will go through all the a'mal, everything. So everything we have done. This is what we call the day of judgment, this is what we call Yawm al-Hisab. Yawm al-Hisab, the day of accountability. This is why when you go to the Sabbath of Quran, you should decrease our iman. Talking about al-yaqeen, talking about shikab, talking about yu'minina bil-ghayb, wa yuqimuna as-salah, wa mimma ruzaqtuhu min shaitan. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about, you know, for instance, you know, since we're talking about as-salah, al-iqam, al-zakah, inna ma nad'idukum li wujhillah, la nurini li jaza'in wa la shukura, wa Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about, you know, iman, he talks about, you know, a lot of these beautiful qualities, subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-mu'minina bil-akhirah, always about the akhirah. So when you have these three types of ilm, ilm yaqeen, haqq yaqeen, this will empower your iman. You won't be a Muslim. You will increase into a mu'min. And that's the mu'min. Ula'ika hum al-mu'min. Ula'ika Allahul al-Mu'min, ula'ika hum al-Mu'min, ula'ika hum al-Mu'min, ula'ika hum al-Mu'min, If someone will say, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah. You could be very successful as a businessman. Are you a businessman? Who is a businessman? All of you are like me? All of you have business? You could be a successful businessman, but you might not be a successful father. You might not be successful in husband. You're great in your business. But then, you're great with your wife. But you're not a successful father. You have problems with your kids. Maybe you're great at home, but you're not great in business. So when we talk about al-falah, there's a difference between success. In English, it means successful. No, the there's a difference between in Arabic al-falah and success. In Arabic means what? Najah, Allah yikaramak. But it's not Arabic. Najah, Najah. In Arabic means success. When you see your son, if he passes, point is there, Najah, Najah, Alhamdulillah, Najah. You don't see aslah. You don't see aslah, you see Najah. He passed, Alhamdulillah, he's good. But when it comes to salah, and when it comes to iman, Allah says salah. The true success, the true salah is that which is the dunya is najah. You could be successful. But the true success, فَمَنْ جَحْفِهَا عَلِي النَّارِ وَأُدْفِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَرْ Those who are being taken away from his fire and they have been admitted to Jannah, they are truly true successors. أولئك على هدى من ربهم أولئك هم المفلحون and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinking so here's the thing Allah talks clearly about the believers and then non-believers and then he will spend several ayahs talking about this very dangerous group about the munafiqs the hypocrites and once we start talking about the hypocrites my brothers it will take us several lectures, several sessions. So here so far, Islam is to submit what you said. It's to submit Islam. To submit to Allah. This is what Islam means. Islam is to surrender. And it's just to surrender to Allah. So Allah really talks about the categories. To surrender to Allah. To be Allah. To be Allah. Not the options. The Qamah Salah. The Qamah Salah. Okay? Anything else? Layla? Layla? Need a stick. Very well. Yes. The Lura. The Lura. Luratan. Luratan. You know, linguistically, taqwa is to stay away from something. Right? Let's take shawra. In Arabic, let's take shawra. You know, not to fear his, but stay away from his evil. You see, in Arabic, it's taqwa shawra fulan. You know, stay away from the evil of so and so, right? So, linguistically, it's taking something, it's to stay away from it. So, when we say about taqwa, stay away from Quran. It's taking fear Allah. Fear Allah means what? Stay away from things that He has made haram, and only do that which He has made here when Allah talks about zakat, it is really zakat of mal. We don't talk about zakat in the qadr. The qadr. What is the qadr? Is the 2.5%? So that's zakat of mal. Yeah, as the qadr is it. But here, also the explanation is to do charity. But in the Quran, you know, whenever you see zakat, is zakat is, you know, goes in parallel with the zakat of fard zakat. The fard is not zakat of fard, which we're using in Ramadan. Zakat of mal. Zakat of mal is the zakat that you have to take every year on your whatever you possess, and you know, it is provided that it has reached the threshold, and then the start, and then it has made one for the also kind of unit common. But here, when we also talk about zakat, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, put with amwalihim sadaqatun to tahhiruhum wa tuzakkihim biha. So Muhammad, take from them, from whom? The Muslims. Sadaqah, charity. Why should you sadaqah? To tahhiruhum, to purify them, wa tuzakkihim. Zakah from tazkiyah, to elevate something. To put barakah in something. Which we're going to talk about, barakah as well. To put barakah in something, to elevate something, to raise the rank of something. So also, there's a hadith that talks about the Sahih Ibrahim, for instance, Sahih Ibrahim, the scrolls of Ibrahim. The Prophet talks about the, that is not exactly the number, the Prophet does not give the number, the number from the hadith. Right? Yes. It's on the YouTube, my YouTube channel, it's also on the Al-Falah, I think, Al-Falah website. But not all of them, because we did not record, you know, all the previous ones, but, you know, last week we recorded, this week was yesterday. Allahu alami, if the whole Fatiha has recorded. Yeah. Rabbil alami, alhamdulillah. Alrighty, Jazakumullah. Can you please join me for some tea and some dates, huh? Jazakumullah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. I'm just going to talk about it.